It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Have you ever wanted to see a cow get a pedicure? If so, you're not alone. If not, you might be surprised.
Cow hoof trimming videos are incredibly popular among certain internet audiences. And one of the most successful creators in the genre lives and works right here in the Dairy State. Take a listen.
So no, we do not stud the tires of the cows in Wisconsin. She has stepped on a screw and it is embedded in the sole of her foot. The real question is how deep has it gone and has it caused any internal problems? And perhaps there's a better tool for this extraction. Let me get this pliers out where I can get some leverage and pop this free.
That's the voice of Nate Ranello, a bovine podiatrist in West Salem. He makes videos under the name Nate the Hoof Guy and has millions of followers, hundreds of millions of views across Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. Nate, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about your line of work. What is bovine podiatry?
Bovine podiatry, as hoof trimmers call it, we're just hoof trimmers. But what we do is we maintain the cow's hooves on the dairy farms to prevent problems so that they can lead the most comfortable lives and the most productive lives.
And how did you get into this career?
Well, I always wanted to have my own business, and I grew up in the ag industry. So while I was going to college, one of my jobs on a dairy that I worked on happened to be helping this hoof trimmer, their hoof trimmer, get cows in and stuff like that. So it gave me the opportunity to see what this job was like, and wanting to own my own business, it seemed like a perfect fit. So when I graduated college, I trained with him.
Yeah, what does that a training or apprenticeship look like? What kind of things did you have to, what skills did you have to develop to be able to go out and go into business on your own?
Well, a lot of it was, you know, obviously the trade itself, mm-hmm. learning to diagnose the problems, being able to not only fix the problems, but the best way to prevent problems from happening in the first place, which is really what our job is to try to prevent these problems from happening in the first place. But then also different ways to handle cattle to be more efficient, to keep them in the most low stress environment possible. And then, of course, you know, just working with different customers, how to approach different situations and things like that as well.
Yeah, I know watching some of your videos, the cows seem pretty chill going through this, but I know cows, they're, you know, 1,000-plus pound animals. What kind of safety goes into it? What kind of caution do you have to take dealing with big animals up close like this?
The biggest thing is to just try to keep them calm. So in order to do that, what you do is try to, even though it's a different, setting than they're used to, having to go through the hoof trimming chute, you try to do things to make it seem like it's their idea. One instance is setting up a lane of gates where they can follow another cow into the staging lane. They can follow the next cow. When a cow leaves the chute, they can follow that cow in. Doing all those things like that and having a good setup keeps the animals calm. And then once they're in the chute, there's a lot of support mechanisms built into my chute to make them feel comfortable as well.
Now, if I'm understanding this correctly, Nate, obviously, if there's some kind of particular problem, a cow might need work on its hoof. But even this is kind of routine maintenance, right? Hooves will kind of grow like our nails do. Talk about that part of the job, please.
Yeah, absolutely. The cow in what we would say is nature, even though cows don't live in nature, but out on grass, those hooves will naturally shed away. There's mechanisms built into how they grow that through the hoof horn dehydrating, it'll actually fall away naturally. But because cows are inside on concrete a lot now, more time than they ever were in the past, the hoof doesn't shed away naturally like it's supposed to. So we have to trim them to keep them in the correct angles, keep the correct toe length and angles. And that way the bones inside the foot work the way they're supposed to. And that prevents a lot of the problems that we deal with.
Now, watching the videos, it can get a little gnarly looking, but you are clear, this doesn't hurt the cow. It's like trimming our nails, right? This is not something with nerves in it?
Exactly. Yep. It's much like our fingernails. And the analogy I like to use is it'd be like the hoof, the hard hoof part that they walk on. That's like a boot that we would wear, right? We would never feel, if we were taking a rock out of our boot or out of the sole of our boot, we would never feel that. It's the same type of situation here. The hoof material, the hooves themselves, are made out of the exact same things as our fingernails, made out of keratin. So yeah, they can't feel any of the trimming on the hoof horn itself. The lesions that we get to inside those claws, those obviously are painful. That's why that cow may show signs of lameness. But if you work carefully around that area, you can really prevent and eliminate a lot of discomfort.
At least from your videos, it looks like you keep plenty busy. Is there a lot of demand for a hoof guy in Wisconsin? I guess it would make sense if there was.
Yeah, absolutely. We're the dairy state, of course. We have tens of thousands, if not, well, probably hundreds of thousands of cows in the state. So yeah, for me, I have about 20 different farms that I go to, and it's like we were talking about earlier, it's a maintenance thing. So every couple of weeks on there, keeping up on the trimming, making sure that, you know, cows are dealt with or trimmed to try to prevent these problems. So we'll try to trim them right before they go into their rest period, before they have a calf. And then about halfway through their lactation, that's like the standard time frame that we trim them. And then any cows that may need extra attention, those will get worked on as well whenever we're there for our normal maintenance trims.
We're talking to Nate Ranello, bovine podiatrist, a.k.a. hoof trimmer in West Salem. He makes online videos under the name Nate the Hoof Guy. They are popular. Nate, what inspired you to start making and sharing videos of you at work?
Well, there was several things, but one of the things, I happened to come across a video online one time, and it was a cow getting her hooves trimmed, and it was depicted, or people thought that it was some type of torture. And it was just a glaring example. This cow was just getting her feet trimmed, but the chute that she was in, it looked uncomfortable, so people jumped to conclusions. So I wanted to be able to offer my own insight on these different problems, why they happen, what hoof trimming actually is and why we do it, and just to give an all-around like type of knowledge base to it. Little did I know that it wouldn't be necessarily just farmers and stuff watching this, but it would be many more people. It kind of exploded on me, but I was happy about that.
Yeah, we'll get into that explosion in just a moment. But getting into this, did you have any experience doing this kind of media technology before and producing videos?
No, I had no knowledge. I had about maybe a year prior to that, I was still using a flip phone. I had never edited a single piece of footage in my life. So it was all my early videos. They're a little rough around the edges, you might say, but I was able to learn over time, figure out what I needed to do, how to trim those videos down to make them, you know, more pleasing to the eye and things like that. So, but my technological savvy was very limited at the beginning.
All right, you start posting things online. When did you realize, wait a minute, there's a lot of people watching these videos?
Yeah, I can remember a day, and it shows kind of the growth that's happened too over time, but I was about 4 months into making videos, and it was in just beginning of summer, and I had a video that all of a sudden got to 3,000 views, and I thought to myself, whoa, you know, even that told me that this is going beyond my, you know, a normal base here. And then of course certain videos that go viral, you can really see what happens. But yeah, it was, you know, it was shocking to say the least. And then I figured out over time why people were watching the videos, and that made it a lot clearer.
Why are people watching the videos? What kind of things do you hear from them as they're commenting and watching these videos?
Right. At first, I thought it'd be as an educational, you know, source, but really, there's all sorts of different things, from just the uniqueness of the craft, not even knowing that the profession existed, to some, you know, it's therapeutic for some watching it. My voice, they enjoy listening to my voice explain what's happening. A lot of these things just became routine. It was like something that they did every day, was watch these videos to help them calm down, which none of these things I could never foresee happening. And especially my voice, that was one of the things that held me back from creating videos earlier, was my insecurities around my voice. But that seems to be one of the things that they really enjoy.
Well, as a radio guy, I think your voice sounds just great. Now, Nate, you mentioned 3,000 being a milestone. I'm looking at your page now on YouTube, for one example, 1.5 million subscribers, something you just posted a couple few days ago, 173,000 views. I mean, there's a lot of rock bands in town that would be just blown away to get those kind of numbers. What is it like to see 6-7-digit numbers rolling in on your various videos now?
Yeah, it's exciting. It's something that I could have never you know, imagined happening. But, you know, each time you create a video, you're trying to, you know, improve and do everything that to make those videos better. And I think it shows over time as you start to learn things, you start to build an audience. And that's really what it, you know, what it comes down to is building an audience, showing them the things that they want to see. And then over time, it slowly grows. So yeah, your perspectives change when you first get those first few views. It seems very dramatic, and it is, don't get me wrong, but you kind of get used to seeing a lot of views on your videos. And that makes you, you know, like try to reach for higher all the time with them. So it's awesome. I don't take it for granted a single day, because I know it could all end at any minute, but it's exciting.
Talk us through, for people who haven't seen a Nate the Hoof Guy video, talk us through what we're doing, what we're watching.
Yeah, so when I'm trimming on the farms, as I said, we do a lot of maintenance trimmings, but occasionally a cow is going to come in that's got something wrong with her hoof. So what my videos are is I pick that hoof up, I try to diagnose before I start working on it what the problem is and where, and then I go through the trimming process, show the problem itself, and then I talk through all the different steps that I do to relieve the cow of pressure on different points of her hoof, as well as the types of medications that I use, or topical treatments, I should say, that I use to help clear up these issues. And then we do some follow-up videos as well, showing the progression, what these treatments have done for the cow.
You mentioned earlier part of the appeal for viewers is that satisfaction, seeing the starting point to, you know, a job well done, finished at the end. Like, do you get that satisfaction in doing the job, you know, whether or not the video camera is sitting there?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's the most rewarding thing with it, is being able to make that, see how uncomfortable that cow is when she comes in with whatever that problem might be. And then usually immediately following the treatment itself, you can see that improvement, and especially over time, once those things are fully resolved and the hoof horn, the hard outer layer starts to grow back and cover that area back up. Yeah, it's really a rewarding thing, because you know that even though they may not be able to talk to us, you know that they can appreciate the relief that comes from that.
I imagine for a lot of your listeners, they are not personally familiar with cows. Maybe they'd never seen a cow up close. What kind of questions, what are some of the questions you get from people less familiar with dairy cattle?
Yeah, you touched on one of them a little bit earlier. Does it hurt the cow to do that? Because it looks like it would be, but like we said, it's just trimming, you know, it's like trimming our fingernails. Another common one is, why don't I wash the hooves before I work on them? And that's one of those situations that I see that all the time. And it just has to do with, you know, the safety situations surrounding it. The hooves will get slippery. I'm working with sharp knives, power tools, things like that. So that's another common question. And then, you know, what causes these? And I try to cover those. If you watch my videos, you'll notice that I cover a lot of the same things over and over again. But with that in mind, that a lot of the people that are seeing these, this may be their first video. So I want to touch on everything as much as I can, so that they're not guessing what the problem is on their own.
Do you feel pressure in a way now? You're doing your job, but you're having to like play to the camera. Do you feel like you have to top that last video now?
Well, I am competitive, and I'm always trying to create a better video, but not really, because my videos are, what you see on my videos is what I'm doing day in and day out, and that I have been doing for like 22 years now. So it's just, to me, it's second nature. I really don't even hardly think about it. There's some extra steps, obviously, with the camera there, but that I just is trying to work around it and getting different shots, being cognizant of that. But for the most part, what you see is what I'm actually doing day to day. So.
And is it a good feeling? I mean, obviously, the job well done is a good feeling. Are you feeling good about, you know, introducing people from all different walks of life to this unique job that you do and this important part of dairy farming?
I am. Yeah. At first, I was apprehensive. I didn't know, you know, would farmers not like, you know, feel like I was showing a bad side of farming. But really, what I'm trying to do is, these problems exist, and if we can show exactly what's happening and why. It's not, you know, from any type of neglect or anything like that. These are just, you know, normal problems that happen on farms. Just like we get sore feet if we're on, you know, on a hard surface, those things happen to cows as well. So, and knowing that, having them, you know, reinforce, they're happy about it. They really appreciate the fact that I'm explaining it and the way that I do it. And they find it as it's helping them because it's a question that they may not be able to articulate as well or as often as I do. So it helps them, you know, get the message across about what farming is, what the problems that might exist, and why farmers do what they do.
Nate, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for sharing your work with us today.
Thank you.
Nate Rinello is a bovine podiatrist in West Salem. He makes videos under the name Nate the Hoof Guy. We talked to him about what it's like being a hoof trimmer in Wisconsin and his reaction to the incredible viral success of his videos.